Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy and peaceful. This week, we're going to take it back to the basics on mindfulness for beginners. Even if you're experienced in meditation, it's always useful to apply your beginner's mind and return to the fundamentals. If you're new to mindfulness, then it's good to practice these basics regularly to get yourself into a routine to see the full benefits. And let's keep in mind the definition of mindfulness, focusing 100% of our attention on whatever it is that we're doing. So we can focus our attention on our breath, our body, our posture, our thoughts, our feelings, making a cup of coffee, doing some housework. And it's not about trying to clear your mind, not about trying to be calm or happy. It's really useful to let go of any expectations that you have for meditation in order to see the full benefits. We might experience distractions as we're going along, but remember that the practice of mindfulness is being present with whatever it is that you're experiencing. You can notice a distraction. It might be an itch, or it might be a thought, without being swept away by it. We can acknowledge it and return our attention to our breath. And if you need to do that many times during a guided meditation, then that's absolutely fine. This practice of being present with our experience that we're about to do is something that you can do anywhere. You can do it while you're watching the TV. You can do it in the kitchen while you're making a meal. And it's something that you can do a few times a day. Just check in. Just do one breath on each one. Your body, your posture, your thoughts, your feelings. Just taking a breath for each one and checking in on how you are. So if you want to find somewhere comfortable to sit, we can begin, and I'll start with three sounds of the bell. So starting with our breath, noticing the in-breath and our out-breath. Not trying to breathe in any particular way, just breathing in a way that's comfortable for you. Focusing on our breath, we might notice the cycle. We could notice where our in-breath finishes, where our out-breath begins. We can also notice where the out-breath finishes and the in-breath begins. Focusing on that column of air between our nose and our diaphragm, we can notice how our in-breath feels cooler. And our out-breath feels warmer. We can be aware of the movement in our body, how our shoulders rise as we breathe in, and how our belly falls as we breathe out. And you might explore other things that you can sense as well as you breathe. For example, you might notice the sound that your body makes as you breathe in. And as you breathe out. Moving our awareness to the body. We can notice many things across our body. We can notice whether we feel warm or cold. And we can notice differences in temperature across different parts of the body. We can notice areas of tension or relaxation. We can focus on particular parts of the body. You may take a moment to notice what you can experience in your toes. Noticing what you can experience in your fingers. You might notice the sensation of the clothes against your skin, heavier in some places, lighter in others, different textures. You might notice the points of contact between your body, the chair, and the floor, where the soles of your feet touch the ground, your back against the chair. And you might feel gratitude for the functions that each part of the body provides. So you might feel gratitude for our heart. Carrying energy and oxygen around our body. Might feel gratitude for our lungs. Our teeth. Our feet, taking us from one place to another. Just taking a moment to hold our entire body in attention and experiencing what Thich Nhat Hanh calls the joy of simply being alive. Now we can move our awareness to our posture. And when we sit for a guided meditation, it should be in a position that's comfortable for you, and that's different for everyone. Aiming for a comfortable position where we can be still for the guided meditation. But if you do need to shift your position, that's absolutely fine. And we can start with the spine. And I would invite you to imagine that your spine is a stack of coins, one stacked on top of the other, with your head balanced on top, your heart raised up, and your hands comfortably in your lap. Taking a moment to focus on your shoulders. Just noticing if they're hunched or relaxed. And allowing them to drop. And as we sit in a dignified posture, feeling the stability, imagining your posture as a mountain, feeling solid, and just enjoying that stability. Moving your awareness to your mind. And I would invite you to imagine yourself sitting on a hill, watching thoughts passing as clouds overhead. Not getting involved in those thoughts. Not analyzing or judging. Not being led by them. Only noticing them. Allowing them to enter and exit your awareness. And if you're having many thoughts, that's fine. Just noticing that your mind is busy today. And if your mind suddenly gets a bit shy, a bit quiet, noticing that too. Not wishing your mind to be in a particular state. Just observing and accepting what you find. Moving your awareness to your feelings. And you might use the metaphor of the weather to capture how you're feeling right now, as you scan internally. You might be feeling stormy, calm. You could be feeling bright or foggy, or maybe you're gloomy at the moment. Just noticing what you're feeling right now. Whatever that is, without judgment. And there may be somewhere in your body that you're experiencing that emotion. For example, if it's tension or anxiety, you might be experiencing that in the head. And we can simply notice that. Or we can imagine our in-breath filling that part of our body. And then breathing out from that same part. Accepting what we're feeling right now, even if those are difficult feelings. Not shutting them out, but rather unlocking the door, inviting them in, sitting at the table, listening to what they have to say. We can let them stay for a while if they need to. And then simply allowing them to leave. And as we draw the guided meditation to a close, feeling some gratitude towards ourselves for taking some time to work on our peace. Because through taking a few moments each day to be still, that stillness leads to focus. That focus to concentration. Concentration leads to calmness. Calmness leads to insight into our suffering. Insight leads to peace in ourselves. That peace leads to compassion for others. And compassion leads to peace in the world. That's why Thich Nhat Hanh says that nothing is more important than your peace. Opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And just before we finish, A quick reminder that there's still a few places left on the Be Calm, Be Happy course that I'll be running in February. It's a great way to cover a wide range of the fundamentals of mindfulness. It's how I started my practice. And it's well worth the 6 weeks. It's 2 hours a week on a Saturday, 12 hours altogether. So I hope to see you there. I may be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy, and live a long life. I've been